This is Aviv with Your Key, and this one is titled Seven Summer Springboards. Too many people grind through life vacillating from procrastination to recalcitrance. Too many people surrender to the corrupting belief that they are powerless and choose to live in resignation of the opportunity and the charge of being co-creators of their world. It's a passive-aggressive position of resisting everything around them, but doing nothing about it. Henry David Thoreau observed that most men lead lives of quiet desperation. But it's actually worse, because then one day they snap. They snap internally or externally. In this key, I'd like to share with you seven simple summer springboards that can help you reboot and find your next opportunities. Number one, renew yourself. It's critical to renew yourself and innovate whatever you do. A new energy, new ideas, fresh thinking and approach attract possibilities and engender breakthroughs. You've got to reinvent yourself and to reinvigorate your growth, development and opportunities. Number two, stay intact. Keep your word. Do what you believe in and what you know is right. Look after your health and well-being. Stay physically and mentally intact. Your reputation and your health define your resilience. That's right, your reputation and your health define your resilience. Good things join intactness. Number three, create surplus. The six main expenditures in living are housing, food, transportation, energy, medicine, and entertainment. The three precious assets you apply to generate income are your time, your energy, and your mental focus. Combine these three to produce extraordinary value. You're here to create significant surplus, to enrich your environment, and to never be found without. Number four, embrace resistance. What resists you offers you support and enables your progress and movement forward. Most of your learning and your growth, right from your toddler years until this moment, took place when you leaned into resistance and turned it into a springboard for your development, when you transformed stumbling blocks into stepping stones to new future options. Number five, re-examine your assets. Take another look at your talents, capabilities, resources, and network of friends. Identify new connections and combinations. Create and sculpt new opportunities. You are the architect of your own renewal. Number six, let go. Let go of old things you no longer use. Get rid of what occupies space but adds no value. Let go of pains, complaints, and judgments that hold you to the past. Set yourself free from beliefs, attachments, and associations that no longer match and support your values and directional journey. Let go and begin a new day. Number seven, take authorship. Your life is your signature. No one else has authorship over your life. Do not let other people's expectation or likes and dislikes write the next chapter of your life. You have authorship. In the words of the English poet W.C. Henley, you are the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. Now it's your turn. Turn the key, renew yourself, stay intact, create surplus, embrace resistance, re-examine your assets, let go. Take authorship for the future you are creating. You are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul.